episode of Hey Comics Kids, starring Alexander.
Hello.
And Maxwell.
I'd like to apologize for something.
You want to start off with an apology?
I have the hiccups.
I'd like to take a minute to apologize to my wife, Nancy. Please do not make a mockery of this. Go ahead. What are you apologizing for? We haven't even started. You're apologizing.
Because I have the hiccups and I might be interrupting a few sentences.
You've got the hiccups? Should we try to scare you? How can we get rid of these hiccups? How can we get rid of these hiccups? You got, Alex just gave you a good scare. Are they gone?
No.
All right, well, we'll try to muddle through this. We are driving to school. It is Thursday. And this is your last day of school. You've got a teacher in service day tomorrow. You know, maybe we may take an opportunity and record a podcast tomorrow since we'll be sitting around the house. And we won't have the background noise of the car driving to school. Although I've listened to a couple of our podcasts. It's kind of cool because you can follow us on our way to school. You know right when we get on the interstate in the last leg of our trip because the car noise gets a little bit high at that point. So, Alex, you said you wanted to say something at the top of the show as well. It's not an apology for hiccups, is it?
Not this time, no. I just wanted to remind you guys, please rate and leave a friendly comment. We would really enjoy that.
Yeah, we've been climbing up the iTunes charts, you guys. Things are looking very good, and I can tell by our statistics that I get through Blueberry, who is hosting our podcast, that... people are listening to you guys and enjoying it. So good on you. So we've got a news story today. Well, I don't want to call it news.
It's a rumor.
It's a rumor.
Exactly. It's really, really big.
Oh, this is going to be a great show. It's a really interesting rumor. And it says that, and it's not confirmed, so we cannot present this as fact. But it's a rumor that Sony Pictures is in negotiations with Marvel.
And talking about giving them back the rights to Spider-Man.
Yes. Well, okay. So that's kind of like the headline. What's more likely, we'll get into that. The headline, let's discuss first. Sony possibly giving rights to Spider-Man to Marvel Studios. Alex, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Does Marvel Studios need Spider-Man?
Yeah, they really do. Here's why. Spider-Man is just that really good of a character to me and a lot of people. He's also big point. A big point.
Oh, okay.
A very big member of the Avengers, one of the most well-known, actually, even though in the comic series, he wasn't an Avenger for too long.
Right, and old-school fans like myself went practically our entire lives without a Spider-Man in the Avengers, and we did just fine. Max, does Marvel Studios need Spider-Man?
Yes, it really actually does. Not because Marvel's falling behind, it's just that one more thing to beat DC, right? To beat them with a surprise attack, in a way. Because DC doesn't sell their characters to other things. They just sometimes let them borrow it, like
they let them borrow it?
I know that DC and Marvel are basically the same thing, but... Yeah, they sometimes, or at least really good friends at our companies.
Well, and the business term for that is licensing. It's when you let somebody borrow something, and they usually give you a little bit of money in return. Alex, other than a Spider-Man in the Avengers, what else could you see coming from this, if it actually were to happen?
Well,
Marvel got the Spider-Man rights, what else do you think would come of that?
Something big. Something very important.
Go ahead.
An actual non-crappy Spider-Man movie.
We watched, well, you know what? That's a good topic for another show. I want to do a, I want to do a Smart Alex with you about Amazing Spider-Man 2. But yes, not only was Amazing Spider-Man, the last one, really disappointing, but it was a box office flop. And according to io9.com, right now when Sony publishes its shareholders information, a Spider-Man is about the only thing they mention in terms of the movie properties that they own. In other words, it's like their only thing that they've got left to hang their hat on. Max, does that make them more likely or less likely to sell it to Marvel Studios?
Well, I think it makes them a little less likely if that's the last thing that they have.
Yeah.
So, but other than the Avengers, which was a good question, but I can see them making something, not a Civil Wars, but a Secret Wars movie.
Really? Well, wouldn't you need the X-Men for the Secret Wars?
Good point.
But I would. I am
keep
right there.
Keep dreaming, Maxwell. Keep dreaming.
I'm standing right next to you in hoping for one day a unified Marvel Studios where we could see a Secret Wars movie.
We could see an Avengers awesome. With Captain America, Wolverine, Iron Man, Thor, Spider-Man, Black Panther. I don't care anymore.
Do you, I'm going to come back to that. Do you really need Wolverine and Spider-Man in the Avengers?
Yeah, I feel like they're good characters. They bring a lot of personality to the Avengers. They actually have, it's kind of, I see Spider-Man and Wolverine, a lot of times they show them as they're arguing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Which but makes a great fighting scene.
So not in the slightest.
that
brings a lot of, that brings a lot of personality and mm-hmm. interest into the team. Spider-Man, the laughing, jokey person, fit right up with Iron Man, is gonna double sales. I mean, we all saw the Avengers. We all liked how Iron Man's jokes
and
his sarcastic comments.
Mm-hmm. And Wolverine died. I'm the best at what I do.
Oh, that's very good. And you did it without a hiccup. I'm impressed. okay, so let's say that Sony does sell to Marvel. Other than Spider-Man, what else are they getting? That's also important here.
I'm on the Fantastic Four.
No.
Deadpool. I know that. No, that's Fox, isn't it?
I'm just talking about Spider-Man now. If they only sell Spider-Man, what else are they intrinsically selling?
All the Spider-Man villains.
Absolutely, Max. All of those great Spider-Man villains. You've got Dr. Octopus,
Venom.
Vulture.
Venom could take over S.H.I.E.L.D. That would be a great storyline. Venom taking over S.H.I.E.L.D.
Venom takes over S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That's been done. Yes. That's been done before in the TV show.
Oh, has it?
In a Spider-Man TV show. That's already been done before.
Oh, it's a great concept.
But keep yes. your hopes up, Maxwell, because we're all...
Carnage is a Spider-Man villain.
Go ahead and finish your thought, Alex.
We're all waiting for the moment as Maxwell rudely interrupted me.
Go ahead.
I just can't believe some... Okay, back on topic.
Just consider it a momentary hiccup in your thought process. Go ahead.
Anyway, I think we've all been hoping for... I mean, yes, we've had Spider-Man 3, Venom. I mean, we all like Venom. We all like symbiotes, but what we're missing here...
We all like symbiotes. Go ahead.
What we're all missing here... is Carnage. Everyone loves a Carnage.
Everyone loves Carnage. Yeah. True story, Max?
Well, I love Carnage.
You love Carnage.
He's a psychopath. He's murderous. He's the perfect villain.
He's a great villain.
He's the perfect villain.
To fight against the Avengers.
Next to Batman, Spider-Man probably has the best... rogues gallery of villains. True or false?
Very true.
Very true.
So that's when you buy Spider-Man, you're buying all those villains, and that's significant.
Yeah, it's really significant. I mean, they spent a lot of time. You see in the Amazing Spider-Man 2 ending with the Dr. Octopus, the Vulture Wings.
Rhino,
yeah.
Starring the great Paul Giamatti.
Exactamente.
So, yeah, very interesting. Now, let's go a little bit deeper. Close watchers of this say that since this is the last movie property that Sony owns that's worth even mentioning in a stockholders report, chances are very slim that they would sell it. But they might rent it. They might lease it. In other words, they might work out a shared ownership where they say that Sony can do a Spider-Man movie, but Spider-Man can also appear in an Avengers movie. Yeah. What do you think about that, Alex?
I think that... Oh, wait, that's Alex.
You can go ahead, Max.
I actually think that that's a great idea, yeah, because Sony's not losing anything, and Marvel's... And Marvel's just getting paid off for their work, while Sony's not. It's just gonna stay the same. There's still that last movie project, just there's be a little more reach to it for Marvel.
What do you think, Alex?
I don't know.
You're still pondering this. I can see a thoughtful look in your eye. Here's my thoughts. If this were to happen, if they worked out some kind of shared ownership, it's gonna really drive the cost of the movie up because Sony would want a lot of money.
It's gonna be like 50-75 splitting.
Yeah, 50-75. We need to talk to your math teacher. we've got a deal there where Sony's kind of in the driver's seat, so they go, hey, they're going to want as much money as they can possibly get, and, Marvel's not going to want to pay that much for it, but they're going to be willing to go a certain distance down the road. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. Max... Yeah, thumbs up or thumbs down? Worth the money or just go on without Spider-Man?
Worth the money!
Let me put that a little bit more succinctly. Would you have a Spider-Man in the Avengers if you had to give up a certain amount of special effects, maybe give up some bigger names in the movie, maybe even get some writers who aren't as good as, like, say, a Joss Whedon. Would you give up a certain amount of quality in return for Webhead, Max?
That's a really hard question.
No, I would not. I can forget Spider-Man if you give me those terms.
Yeah. Well, that may be it. I mean, think about it. This is a business like anything
else. If they want to do that to the Avengers, then no, I am not. You cannot ruin an Avengers movie.
Yes, you can improve, just not ruin it.
Okay.
Avengers and without
the
stuff.
Too important to mess with. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What Alex has said, and with hopes for Sony buying this, I plan this all out in my head. I'm a true believer, people.
So you want this still to go through?
I want it to go through, but not in a way that Marvel would lose a lot of quality. Like, all the great stuff that it all, like, any, like, I want, like, I just, I don't want to mess with something. I want Marvel to have Spider-Man, but without taking or giving up anything from Marvel, just a little bit of more money.
Alexander, some watchers have said that, if Sony is actually in negotiations for this, they must be a little bit desperate for money. And if Spider-Man is the only thing under the movie category in the Sony shareholder report, then that does not spell out good things for Sony either. Maybe all Marvel has to do is play the waiting game. What do you think about that?
Well,
good. That might be a good idea. They're going to show us Spider-Man 3. It's going to be worse than the last two put together.
Could be.
And they're going to say, what the heck? We're fighting a lost cause here.
Yeah, well, and not only that, but you've got Avengers 3 slated for 2018. That's 3 years down the road. In terms of business, time. There's so much things that can happen in 3 years. Although, obviously, if they gain the rights to Spider-Man in 2018, it's going to take them a couple of years to turn a movie around. But they're going to be looking for some Marvel Studios, and we just discussed this the other day. At some point, that first wave of Marvel properties, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, and that first Avengers team, that's gonna run out, and they're gonna need that next wave. They're gonna need another big push. They're not gonna have Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
But they're gonna have Peter Parker / Spider-Man and all of those terrific villains.
Yeah, so maybe that's part of Marvel's strategy, is to have something set up for when that Avengers 3 movie comes out. What are they going to follow up with? What's going to be their, like that moment when Marvel first started doing those little vignettes at the end of the credits, and that first Iron Man, when director Nick Fury walks in and says to Tony Stark that they're working on the Avengers Initiative, and everybody went nuts because it was an indication that there were big things to come. At the end of Avengers 3, they need that Nick Fury moment, because everybody's going to stay for the end credits of that one. You better believe it. They're going to be glued in their seats. Alexander, if you had your way, it's the end credits of Avengers 3. What happens? Do you need some time to think?
I have a great idea for this.
Go ahead, Max. It's the end of Avengers 3. What's your end credits scene?
Nick Fury, he walks in and says, we've had two after Thanos, we had too much trouble. We're going to shut down the Avengers, but open up a new team. We're going to open up a backup team. Something that has been done with the Avengers a lot. Well, the Avengers is gone, and what really happens is...
Already been done before.
Well, yeah, but everything has been done before. I mean, a lot of the great movies, this whole Thanos storyline has been done before.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's been done the exact way Max is telling it.
Oh, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean that it couldn't be a good jumping off point for a movie.
Is like Nick Fury walks in, we need a team.
We need a team.
The Avengers has gotten, we need to shut down Avengers, but we still need a team to protect the
planet.
And
what's that team going to be, Maxwell? Say it.
There's even two different ways.
The Defenders.
The defend. Now you're talking.
And
Go ahead.
This is what I was thinking. Shield gets a partnership with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I like it, Alex. Defenders. Give me it now.
Hulk, Doctor Strange, Namor, and Valkyrie.
You're putting Valkyrie in. Oh, yeah, she was a defender. And of course, the other one, which is also a Sony Pictures problem to be solved, Silver Surfer. He was a defender. He was one of the core members of the Defenders.
Correct.
I love the Defenders. They were always billed as a non-team. They were weird. Their stories were out there. It was fantastic stuff. And we know that there is a Doctor Strange movie coming up. Could that Doctor Strange movie
lead to
could Doctor Strange lead to the Defenders the same way that Iron Man led to the Avengers? Alexander,
Defenders, Avengers.
Yes, it could, and I would be so happy.
And I would
That's
love...
the perfect idea. Now I want to go back for a quick second to what Max would say. Like we're gonna close this down. I'd actually end it like Nick. They're all been like are sitting around this wrong table. We're all waiting for Nick Fury. Nick Fury shows up and says, "Avengers, we have a problem," and it ends.
I just leave it wide open like that.
People will go nuts.
There's a lot of writers out there who would be cheering that because it leaves them an open slate. Yes, I got to be honest with you, Alex. I cannot believe I never thought of a Defenders movie.
And you know what that will? You know what that movie will go into?
What?
The Masters of Evil.
Oh.
He'll throw a newspaper on the ground and say on the table and say, "Avengers, we have a problem."
And then it goes right into Masters of Evil.
And then, wait, I have an idea.
Says Masters of Evil.
Yeah. The screen goes white and really goes
white.
No, the screen goes into movie newspaper for a few seconds so you can kind of get an eye, so you can kind of get an idea of what's happening.
Yeah, it slowly fades it closer and closer into the TV. It slowly goes closer to the print. You can start seeing the print, and then it says, Masters of Evil.
Masters of Evil. Okay.
Happy ending. Says goodbye.
Maxwell, if you had five, and now I'm hiccuping. If you've got five villains to put in the Masters of Evil, who is it?
Well,
what's your Masters of Evil lineup, Maxwell? Go.
Well, I don't know what really that much about, but there's one villain that has to be in.
Maxwell, not knowing much about it has never stopped you on this podcast before. Go ahead, tell us who it's got to be.
Wait, Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom has got to be in the Masters of Evil. Alex.
The Enchantress.
The Enchantress. Oh, and that's one.
That's a great character.
And that's an Asgardian character we have not seen in the Thor movies yet.
We've seen it in S.H.I.E.L.D. Character. We've seen that she does very good in S.H.I.E.L.D. She did very good in
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, man, I forgot about
And she
that.
deserves to be there with the Executioner.
Wow, Alex, going deep catalog. Listen to you.
Executioner, the Battle Ox and all, they're right in the picture.
I used to love the Enchantress. She was a great character. And it opens up all kinds of storyline possibilities. And the Valkyrie, too. You know, with all this talk of the new quote-unquote female Thor, it really makes me feel bad for the Valkyrie. She was a fantastic
You have Thor, Sif.
Guardian that didn't need any help. She even held her own. She's a great character. I always thought she was underutilized.
Hey, yeah. you got the Enchantress, Executioner, Odin, Ragnarok. You got Sif. You have the Enchantress.
And this
is
Thor,
they never mentioned the Valkyries. The Valkyries. That was an Asgardian species.
I don't know that it was species, but yeah, it was.
I might be crossing that with Vikings, because I knew the Valkyries were the Pegasus.
Yeah. And also, let's not forget Fing Fang Foom. That's a biggie right there.
Fing Fang Foom!
So yeah, you guys have got me all tasted up. I've got to go, and you know what? Maybe we need a trip to Fat Jack's this weekend. Maybe we'll do that Friday. Take a walk.
Okay, that's what we're...
And go with those quarter bins and get some of those nice Defenders back issues.
We'll walk down to the Fat Jack's.
Maybe we'll walk down to Fat Jack's. We need exercise so we don't get fat.
Yeah.
Jack's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Do we have butts tokens?
We're gonna get a little cardiovascular, Maxwell. We're gonna get our cardio in. Oh man, I gotta tell you, I am really psyched. Just thinking about a Defenders movie. It's too much to ask that would be the next big team. But you know what? Nobody thought that Marvel could take Guardians of the Galaxy and make it worth anything. And that was a team-up movie that really, obviously, worked wonders.
No one remembered Guardians of the Galaxy until now.
Yeah, well, exactly. And Marvel is full of those properties. I'm going to say a word you guys have never even heard. You don't even know what this is.
I'm excited.
But old schoolers that are listening to this, I got one word for you. Micronauts.
Michael who?
Micronauts.
Sounds familiar.
Unless you saw an ad for it in one of the old comics that are laying around the house, it was like a Guardians of the Galaxy. It was a team. These guys were a team of adventurers, and everything happened at the atomic level. They were micro-sized. They were small. They, you know, like yeah, the Atom in Justice League.
I think so I've heard of it. I think I've heard of it.
They had a whole adventure that happened at the subatomic level. And they had great, fantastic characters. Really, really neat stuff. I'm saying right now, the Guardians of the Galaxy success paved the road for something weird like Micronauts and our beloved Defenders.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I am. You guys really
stoked you up, didn't I?
Well, you know, Doctor Strange, we have to do the podcast where we're discussing Halloween costumes. This may bring out the Doctor Strange costume for one more go around.
I just had an idea.
Go ahead.
If there would be a Defenders, then there would have to be that one Hulk storyline with the battle armor.
The battle armor?
I don't know if this was
fun
to Defenders.
Hulk was showing a lot of the Defenders with, you know, that battle armor. It's either that or when he went into space, the Avengers, launched him into space.
That's a storyline called World War Hulk.
Yeah, yeah. I read it.
Alone would be a great movie.
I read it. There's actually a movie of World War Hulk. It's
It's
a bit intense for Max.
I saw it.
And littler kids who are.
I've seen that movie.
Younger people.
Max, we're with you. You saw the movie. But Alex makes a good point. It's a little bit intense for younger viewers. Not necessarily the one that's sitting right behind me in the car right now. Right?
Go.
Okay, well, this was a great podcast. I feel like we could talk about this subject for another couple hours here, but you guys are going to have to bring it in for a landing here and wrap it up because we're coming up to school. Any final thoughts? Under the headline, Sony possibly selling or maybe leasing rights of Spider-Man to Marvel Studios. Final thoughts, Alex.
I'm excited. That's the big thing. If I could have Spider-Man and the Avengers, that would just make the Avengers. I mean, I like the Avengers, don't get me wrong, but seeing Spider-Man as a Marvel-made movie may be improving the Spider-Man movies.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Maxwell.
I'd love to see
final
it.
Thoughts. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I think you've already said you are an unqualified thumbs up on this one.
Unqualified thumbs up.
Yep.
And two, this is what Spider-Man can do. This is all of his conversation getting you psyched up. All began with Spider-Man, and this is what Spider-Man can do in all minds, and Marvel can make it a whole lot bigger.
I am going to pull another deep catalog reference and pull a John McLaughlin on both of you, a Sunday morning news events show on PBS that neither one of you have ever seen. I'm going to pull my John McLaughlin moment and tell you that you are both wrong. And as soon as I get past this construction zone, I'll tell you why. You are both wrong. If anything, I won't say wrong, but I'm going to plant a thought in your head.
Unlikely.
Here's a thought for you to go to school with. If this podcast, if this conversation today has proven anything, it's that Marvel doesn't need Spider-Man. Marvel Studios doesn't need Spider-Man. It's got all kinds of properties that in the right hands, that's key, in good writing, good acting,
yeah, but then
good
that's just more.
They don't need Spider-Man. But they've got a whole universe.
You make a good point. That's right. One character is not gonna, and a couple of good villains, really good villains.
You're right.
A couple of villains are not going to change the whole universe of hundreds of characters.
Hundreds and hundreds of characters. And I'll throw this out there.
It's just going to make more. And if any company wants to do the best that they can do, so even if they don't need it, they're going to want it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, sometimes you don't need it, but you still want it. Let's bring it in for a close. Alexander, any final thoughts? Time to sign off. Say goodbye. Go.
Goodbye. Again, make sure to rate and leave a friendly comment. We will enjoy that.
Yes, you can subscribe.
Be a true believer to our show.
Be a true believer. This is Brad Geiger speaking for my sons, Alexander and Max. This is Hey Comics Kids. Bye, everybody.
That's it for today, folks. See you all next week.
Oh, tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You guys have to have the last word. Listen. You guys are. Oh, this is great. All right. Let's go.